This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road truck drivers, also our bulk mail haulers, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can also find us on Parler, on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. Find us there on all of those as Captains, with an S, Captains America. Now, the Captains America ThirdWatch.com is our website, and we're available over there, too. The Captains America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a look at the things that we have over there, and you just might find something you like. Okay, let's go to the telephone line, and on the line, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who's the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of Military Matters. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Hey, we turn the page on the month of July, and I start August with you, and I can't think of a better place than on America's Third Watch. But when you talk about all the places you were being, I just wonder, how the heck many Captain Matt Bruce's can there be? You're everywhere.
I have a clone.
Yes.
Yeah, he arrives every now and then and flies on the sleigh with Santa. You know what I mean? Okay, well let's say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to start with the obvious, the big story, the Al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, was killed yesterday in a CIA drone strike, a very precision drone strike, I might add, that took him out at a safe house in Kabul, right outside Kabul.
Yes, sir, Artie, easy for you to say. You know, we ended the pledge by saying justice for all, and there's no denying that this is long-sought justice, just as the president said in talking to the nation about this. However, this has been termed by some as Biden's bin Laden moment. But I want to caution the listeners and viewers to remind themselves that I would not say and go to the extent to say that there was a bin Laden moment. I wouldn't have said that if that occurred under George W. Bush's watch. I would not call this a bin Laden moment for Biden, and I wouldn't have said it if it happened under Trump's watch either, because These are things that are like an election victory. The very next day, it's okay. We celebrated. We had a little too much to drink over this, but now it's time to get to work because in the scheme of things, if you're talking about, we used to call it the global war on terror, but it's really the global war against Islamic terror, state-sponsored by bad groups out there, by second-rate nations, and by some nations a little bit higher in the hierarchy like China and Russia, and that is far, far from over, and they know that. This is either one, people who feel the thing, or two, they will say, okay, you got a psychological win here, but beyond this, this is going to steal our nerves even more to do things, but do them in a different way. They learn. Sometimes these folks learn a little bit more rapidly than we learn, and keeping out ahead of them is an unending game. So celebrate now. It's a good news story, but what it really means in terms of making Americans and the world feel more secure, it really doesn't mean as much as what it may be played out to be.
Yeah, we may have just created another problem for ourselves, too, because a lot of times there's a retribution over this kind of stuff.
There is, and of course it begs the question, of course, this happening for the place where it happened, and there's some talk about the timing, you know, it occurs 3 months after we withdrew from Afghanistan, 3 months before the elections. I'm not going to second guess that. I'll let the folks play that thing out. It don't matter. It's a good news whenever it occurred, and whether it plays good or bad on the political front for people, for me, in terms of national security, that's a secondary question right here. The real thing is that, hey, we gotta ask ourselves, okay, you talk about Pakistan, Afghanistan, and you talk about some nation states that we're supposed to be playing with and sharing intelligence with, mm-hmm. and nevertheless, they've got some unfriendly actors here that clearly they have looked the other way at folks that do. I don't know whether it was money that paid out that finally led to, or whether it was just good groundwork by CIA operatives. Maybe it's a combination of both. But it also says a whole lot about we got to be careful about all those bad actors out there and the people that we call friends. And, hey, you got to watch your friends carefully.
Hold that thought.
Even closer than your enemy.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan, with a brand new Moss Nissan store coming here. Looks like the end of the month. Maybe the beginning of next month. We're not sure exactly. They got to wait on some of the floor tiles and whatnot to have to come in for the showroom floor. So once that gets in, they gets it laid in pretty quick, and away you go. But they Moss Nissan Group, of course, stores in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville coming up on State Route 50 just east of the Veterans Expressway. Now, the thing about the Moss Nissan family is they get customers from all across the country. And the way they do things, it's not a surprise to me anyway. Because Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal on a vehicle. Now, you want a used vehicle? Oh, boy. Trade yours in? You'll find out if it's going to be worth more than what you think, number one. And number two, you're going to find out that the used vehicles have gone up about 35% in price, but what do you care if you're getting that for your vehicle in a trade-in above the Kelley Book value? It'll all even itself out. And I'll tell you this much. You want to see some cars? Over 500 right now sitting up there in Newport Richey. We're just right there at the flagship store. One place alone. Now, you can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com.
moss.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the country. Moss Nissan. Tell them a captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, always a pleasure when we get together, and I want to talk a little shop with you because we had a situation a couple days ago where there was a lot of stuff going on in Kosovo and Ukraine and whatnot, and you're pretty familiar with that region, especially the Serbian area, right? Kosovo, Serbia?
I am. Not so much because of my personal experience, but bosses and others I've had that I've had opportunity to talk about that and just followed it, you know.
Well, NATO has got their forces ready to go into Kosovo if stability is jeopardized because the Serbians are complaining and protesting and blocking different border checkpoints because now if the Serbians come into Kosovo, they have to get a license plate and a license ID from Kosovo to go back and forth. Now, what they're not telling anybody is that the Serbians did that about 2 or 3 months ago to the Kosovonians, that they, once they came in there, they had to get a plate, they had to get the ID, so they were technically losing their identity, having to register in another country as one of the other folks, and they didn't like that. And they don't like what's going on, so this could very well result in a shooting mess over there, something that we don't need to have.
Yeah, I tell you what, yeah, you thought that we had somewhat put the rest in that particular region. Of course, everything there affects everything in all parts of the region, and this has everything to do with the proxy war that we're fighting with Russia and the Russian invasion of Ukraine, because unrest nearby leads to other things, and this we thought we put this to rest before when we had troops fighting that part of that country. We thought that Italy, Greece, Turkey, us right there had done that, but it's never at rest right there. Historically, it hasn't been, and I don't know, it's something to keep an eye on and mindful of, because the things that occur on the perimeter and outside and what Europe does and does not do has even more significance than the outcomes that we pay the most attention to on a daily basis within Ukraine, which one day might have good news, one day might have bad news, but it's a war of attrition fought there, and I have to agree with a commentary I just read, analysis saying that they, in a war of attrition, going as it is right now, that plays in Russia's favor in the long run, although it's hard to say that there can ever be any winner in the war of attrition here. And certainly the West United States won't be a winner. Europe could have laid ground and made themselves winners in this thing. But they're always once we get involved, they kind of just say, okay, United States, you got it. And that's disconcerting. We got to break that pattern of behavior on the part of the West. Because it doesn't serve our interests, United States. It doesn't serve the Europeans' interests in the long run, even on the short run, I think it is, because, hey, we've got America's might and resources behind this. We are under less pressure to do this, out or the other. It doesn't play that way. Not long run, but we're not very long-range thinking, unfortunately.
Now, the Ukrainian forces yesterday struck the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Russian-held Sevastopol area. They did that actually early Sunday, the Crimean port city that it is. And I'll tell you what, they had a grain ship leave yesterday for parts unknown. I guess it was a Turkish ship that had a bunch of grain. Don't know how that's going to work out. They got obviously a lot of grain to get distributed if they can. Not sure if that's going to work or not. But between NATO, between everything else, what do you think is going to transpire next over there?
Who knows? Your guess is mine. I mean, this is one of those things where small bets. You try to make you want to be careful about making too much of a great thing out of good news stories, like the great shipment out of Odessa. That is good. The fact that the Ukrainians have had some success fighting the southern part to where Russia feels like it must invest more resources down there, because that's Russia's intent. They've got to have that link all the way from the Russian border down to those port accesses and all that. For them, it will be a loss, and it's hard for them to overcome that if they don't secure that. So they've got to win on all fronts. And so we'll see how that plays out. But I can't say, hey, this means it's going this way. If this continues to be a war of attrition, one which Ukraine has got some relatively good news stories in the last week, partially with the benefit of the high Mars that you talked about that has allowed them to attack and decimate some of those bridges that Russia's trying to put up that they need in order to fight the counterattacks that Ukraine has been able to wage. But in the end, this is Europe's war, along with the Ukrainians, to win or lose, and a war of attrition without Europe stepping up to the plate will play in Russia's favor in the long run. So mm-hmm. not much more I can say about that. It's mm-hmm. not a yet. It's a mix of the good and the bad, like okay. most things on a daily basis.
Okay, we've got Bagham and Bob on the telephone line. I'm going to take his question. What's your question there for the Colonel, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. I'm just wondering if maybe we should disinvolve ourselves with all these foreign entanglements. We don't seem to be coming out too good overall on them. And just withdraw to the North American continent. And it's okay to send them some supplies, send them some arms, all that kind of stuff. But I think we need to disengage from the rest of the world to some degree. All right. That's it, Captain.
All right. Well, first of all, Colonel, I don't think we can do that by treaty in some cases, right?
I know. You got to be careful. Your words get thrown out there fairly easy. And I know what he means, but you got to be careful when you say disengage and withdraw the North American continent. I'm sorry. We can't step back 250 years. ain't going to happen. We need to be a hell of a lot more careful about the manner in which we do that. But number one, we need to just determine and lay out a strategic policy that is posited on what are America's national security interests. Because if we pursue that, the world will be a better place. But it can't be in terms of what's best for this or that part of the world. It's what's best for us. And I think that in the long run, that will help us out the best, and we'll do the right thing.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday morning. And hopefully I'll see you for lunch today at Mission Barbecue. You're more than welcome to come and join us for lunch, the crew that we got there. We're not the wrecking crew either. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Remember in November midterm elections less than 100 days away, voters in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State will vote in primaries for key offices today. And in the case of Kansas, decide whether the state constitution protects the unborn baby or the mother's right to destroy the life. The United States killed the leader of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zahari, in a successful counterterrorism operation that took place in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend. President Biden on the drone strike.
For decades, he was the mastermind behind attacks against Americans, including the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000. He played a key role in the bombing of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. He carved a trail of murder and violence against American citizens.
Osama bin Laden's right-hand man, he was also responsible for 9/11. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle Warren. Before we get back to you, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and the Military Matters Show, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take every day. I've already taken it this morning. And I take it because it works, okay? And for the inflammation that I have and the swelling that I have and the pain that I have, this definitely stops it in its tracks. Now, if you've got muscle aches and pain, or maybe you've stressed something somewhere, stretched some muscles, whatever the deal is. Maybe you've got a back pain, a neck pain, a shoulder pain, a hip pain, a knee pain, a wrist or ankle or something like that. You've hurt yourself and you have constant problems. This product will help. I have problems, and I'm taking this product and have been for 8 years. And quite simply, it's been my savior when it comes to keeping things under control. So there you go. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. You get that started, you're in like Flynn, away you go, and the rest is simple. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And Colonel, thanks for sticking around.
Thank you, Captain. Hey, Captain, I want to give a quick shout-out to a loyal listener of America's Third Watch. He's probably on about his second cup of coffee about this time, and that would be the Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans of America, your friend of mine, Jimmy T. Smith.
Uh-huh.
I know he listens in regularly at this time, and he puts a lot of stock in what he hears and listens to on America's Third Watch.
Well, he puts his money where his mouth is, you know what I mean?
He does.
Mm-hmm. So he there does. You go.
And he tries hard to work with his partners in Americans for Prosperity to try to make sure that our money is spent correctly in the state and in the national Congress and legislature.
Exactly. Now, we need to talk about this, all this politicking going on here. We've got the bipartisan Senate bill that aims to codify the abortion rights. The fate is uncertain with that. It got through the Senate barely. They don't think it's going to get through the House. You got Kyrsten Sinema running around. Don't know if she's going to be the deciding vote in this other stuff that's coming down. I mean, the Democrats just watching them is like watching a bunch of chickens with their head cut off.
I took a look at some of the language of that bipartisan compromise bill aimed to restore abortion rights. It is dead on arrival. It would be. It should have never been presented in the United States Congress for number one on the heels of overturning Roe v. Wade. But it's dead, and it would soon be dead in the courts, because there's no way to wordsmith that in such a way. And I don't care how hard Collins, Murkowski, and all them work to play it with something. They're not going to sell it to folks because, hey, listen, the Supreme Court of the United States made its decision. It's back in the hands of the states. And today, my home state of Kansas, my former home state of Kansas, will be the first state for the voters to have a say, to provide direction to the Kansas state legislature on what they will do from here. And that's the way it's meant to be. That's the way that it should have been and not have been decided in a very shaky constitutional grounds back in 1973. So despite what all the poor pro-abortionists are saying, it is being done and dealt with in the nation the way it ought to be, period.
Well, that's a good thing, and it's good to know about things like that. Now, of course,
yeah.
Joe Manchin is appealing to his compadre, Senator Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, to try to get her vote to pass the $730 billion climate bill. That's more than a climate bill, by the way. And it is going to raise taxes on business some 15%. And the Democrats keep saying, well, it's not going to raise taxes on the people. There won't be any tax increase on the people. Yes, there will, and here's why. When corporations have to get another 15% of their profits, somebody's going to pay for that. They're going to pass that along.
Yeah, and, you know, despite the fact that Manchin came out on Sunday and talked to a lot of the national news agencies and all that, there's still just as many questions residing. Like, we really still don't know precisely what the nature of the deal was that won him over with Schumer on this thing. And it is ironic when you talk about now he's the guy, instead of being the focus of attention with Schumer trying to twist his arm, now he's trying to twist the arm of the other Democrat that has played hell with Chucky in the Senate and all that, and with our money, the money of we the people in America. So it'll be interesting to see how it does, but yeah, it begs a lot of questions, what the deal is, and the extent to which we can really reveal what is this bill all about. It's not a done deal at all, even should she come around. And that's questionable what it does. And if it goes a certain direction, who knows? You know, Manchin can go one way or the other on this. I'm not sure. I kind of wonder how his coal-friendly, fossil fuel-friendly constituents feel about what to some appears to be a flip-flop. Who knows?
By the way, George Soros is in the news. He's the one that funded a whole bunch of these district attorneys in some of the big blue cities to get the liberal thought process in place there. And he's saying that the rise in crime is not his fault for the leftist DAs. It's not his fault.
Yeah, it's not solely, but that plays a huge role in it. Yeah, that is a case where Yeah, he didn't come out very often to speak publicly right there.
He did that time.
Other people speak, yeah. But for sources say that. He's quite an enigma. He's quite an interesting character, and he's a dangerous character for American act. But I was stunned to see, watch on, I can't remember if it was MSNBC or CNN a couple days ago, and they actually they were bold enough to talk about representatives from ActBlue, which is a confederation of about 10 to 12, far-left organizations that raise tremendous amount of money and who are united by only one thing. They are all leftist, Marxist, progressives, and they are all supported and brought together by, guess who? George Soros, under the ActBlue. But yet to use them as a as an authoritative source of opinion on a national news media, it's like, okay, just another sign of the Armageddon.
Would it surprise you if I told you that millennials were now surpassing baby boomers as gun buyers and enthusiasts in the shooting sports?
You know, it's amazing that we do that. Yeah, I read about that, and it's interesting. It surprised me at first, but the more you think about it, it kind of makes sense that would be the case. But, it makes you wonder, and I don't know if all their motivations are precisely the same, but, you know, for that crew that many of us deridingly says, what are they all about? Are they all about playing the zombie apocalypse, or will they live in the real world and decide what they got to do in the real world? Maybe, just maybe, we got some folks that are saying, hey, the real world has real dangers and threats in it beyond the zombie apocalypse I've been playing all night long on video. Now, I'm teasing, of course, because I've got children that are millennials, and I've got friends that are millennials, but I'm glad to see that the awake and not the woke millennials may or may not be coming around to thinking, hey, we have to exist in the real world.
Now, I got about 30 seconds. I want to throw this out there. Veterans are vowing to protest at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. until the toxic burn pits bill passes.
Yeah, real quick. We talked about our military matters last night. That'll be coming out. John Stewart is wrong. The VFW and American Legion are wrong. The Senate, greatest sin of the Republicans was they shouldn't have voted for it in June. They didn't read it and pay attention to it in June. It needs to be cleaned up. It's got a lot of garbage in there that moves money around, that it allows the VA to do things long-term that have absolutely nothing to do with helping and solving a real problem. I'm a Desert Storm veteran. I have soldiers and I have friends that suffered and need help on that. It's not the way.
Yep. Agent Orange, too, you know, the guys there. Listen, Colonel, I look forward to talking to you on Thursday morning.
All right, see you then.
All right. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, of course, he's going to be over at Mixon's Roadside Cafe on Thursday when we have our lunch there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and this is the Captain Matt Bruce. And, you know, folks, we have a really unique opportunity right now to serve the cause of life. Now, here at our home base in Tampa, we're partnering with a tremendous organization called the Hope Children's Home. Now, if you don't know about them, they've been helping to give children loving Christian homes for over a decade. Well, now they're embarking on a brand new effort called Bundles of Hope, and this is exciting. Now, you see, for women that have found themselves in an unwanted pregnancy situation, they've typically had one of three options available to them. Number one, have the child despite less than ideal circumstances. Number two, give the child up for adoption. Or number three, the worst of those, abortion. Now, with all that being said, we hope that Bundles of Hope, now offering a fourth option, will be something that people would want to do. It's called Hope Children's Home. And it will take that child into their center and care for them while the mother is able to get on her feet, so to be eventually be able to take care of the responsibilities of being a mother. Now, it's a radical concept, but it offers yet another choice in the midst of a challenge. So please trot over to the website for the radio station, TheAnswerTampa.com. That's TheAnswerTampa.com. And consider giving your best gift for this effort. Now, notice no one's asking for X amount of dollars. We're just saying give what you can. That's theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. Go over there and click on the banner that's there for the Hope Children's Home and the Bundles of Home Hope process. All right. You'll be glad you did, and it'll make you feel better. Now, not to be outdone, the Democrats are still waiting to hear whether or not moderate Senator Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, who supports climate initiatives but opposes the corporate tax increases, will back the package that they're sitting waiting on that last vote. They have to have, to pass this, they have to have all of the Democrats on board, all of them. And it just doesn't look like that's going to happen. It just doesn't look like that's going to happen. Now, the other thing is I don't think there's a guarantee that Joe Manchin is going to vote for this, because if he can't get Kyrsten to come along, then his vote is meaningless, because both he and Kyrsten have to agree with the rest of their colleagues. It's got to be everybody on board to pass this. Now, the act would pump $369 billion into clean energy and climate initiatives and would lower prescription drug costs, so they say. It's paid for by increasing corporate taxes. Yep, increasing corporate taxes and closing tax loopholes. Let's look at that for a second. Say the corporation that you buy pencils from has to pay 15% more in tax. Do you think your pencils are going to be 50% less or 15% more once they get that increase on their taxes? It's going to be more. Of course it's going to be more. You know it. I know it. Everybody else knows it. So guess what? You can't go raising taxes on businesses that you know are going to turn around and take whatever that tax is and stick it to you. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. But no, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that. But what we do want to hear instead is, well, gosh, Joe Biden got a bad guy. Well, he might have given the order, but we had help on the ground, as we talked about. You don't get that precise with where you put a couple of Hellfire missiles from a drone unless you know exactly where to put them. So somebody was watching and reporting the coordinates to be able to take al-Zawahiri back out. Somebody was watching. And they're $25 million richer as a result. I'm going to say it's the Haqqani network. We'll see how that works out. Now, before I move on, I want to remind everybody that the final segment of the program is always brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And for you folks listening out of town, if you need some parts, they got them. They got them. Or if you need some blinds, shades, or shutters, they got them, too. They'll send them to you wherever you're at. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area. Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Save you some money. Get yourself some nice new shades, shutters, whatever. They got a lot of things for indoors, inside to help you out. So check it out. See what they have to offer. All right. We're going to have a little fun right now, folks, so get ready. Here it comes. Get ready. Going to start.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something to conservative Mark Walter, who is Armed America, who stands up for our gun rights. Okay, and he was shell-shocked to find out that the Democrats don't care if they go over the cliff. Okay, I know better. Okay, when you're a Marxist, when you're on the Democrat team, if they tell you to jump off that bridge, they want you to. Okay, by the way, you sheriffs and you cops all across the nation, when a guy gets drunk and runs into a cop car, okay, that's on purpose. When a kid grabs a knife and starts wielding it and tries to cut up an old lady, that's on purpose. Okay? The Democrat Party believes that you're the infidel. Do you understand that? You, the Christian, are the infidel. That's the fundamental transformation of America when Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, who I got in an Uber with a black guy, and a black guy said, I don't care what anybody says, I did good under Trump. Barack Obama sucked. And Michelle Obama's worse. Okay? So that's a black guy. I said, thank God someone's got a half a brain. Okay? Because the other brain would have been at the outside with a sign holding up Trump, Trump, Trump. And I don't want to hear anybody saying that it's Trump or nobody else. Okay? I don't want anybody thinking that they could run against Trump won the first time. And so don't get any delusions of grandeur thinking that you're going to run against Trump because we'll bury you. Okay? Trump should be in the White House now. I got no confidence in anybody, like I told you, but the Lord Jesus Christ, myself, the captain, Trump, and DeSantis. And DeSantis, you got a job to do in Florida. Stand up for our cops, stand up for our country, and stand up for our Lord and Savior. God bless you, Captain. Peace.
All right, Todd. And, of course, Todd always has an opinion. And a lot of people, they like it. Some people don't, but, you know, it's America. You're entitled to your own opinion. You're just not entitled to your own facts, because a lot of people are getting this wrong, especially about this bill that Kyrsten Sinema's sitting on, that Joe Manchin agreed to fall in on. There is a tax increase to the corporations, to the businesses, to pay for this. That means all of us are going to wind up with that 15%. That's the way it works in business. They do not sit there and eat taxes. They pass it along to the consumer. All right. I'll be back tonight. I'll see you today for lunch. Mission Barbecue. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.